Hello and welcome to our first Career Lab podcast. I'm Alyssa Ellis, Director of the Forte Foundation. At our recent event in Los Angeles, a panel of business leaders spoke with our audience of undergrads about a career in business.
I came here because my friend invited me, and she said it's going to be a lot of, you know, strong women, and I'm a bit of a feminist, so I wanted kind of to talk to some of the women that were here, find a relaxed environment where you could just talk to women on a one-on-one personal basis.
To talk about doing an MBA, it's something that I never considered before, but just the prospects of breaking into this field, or even the fact that you can go straight out of school, it's just something I, you know, didn't know at all, so that was really interesting.
The one thing and the main thing that I hope it would do is allow me to get to be able to compete with other individuals within a company, allow me to grow more.
One of the surprising things that we heard from our speakers was that they couldn't have guessed where their careers would take them.
I'm Catherine Baer Desmond. I'm the manager of women's recruiting initiatives for McKinsey & Company in North America. I was an English and psychology major. When I was going into my senior year, I spent my summer doing marketing with Coca-Cola in Atlanta, where I grew up, and had such a positive experience, realized that actually business, which I had always thought was just boring and sort of what my dad did, actually might be really, really interesting. And I decided that that was what I wanted to do after I graduated. I definitely had not anticipated going into business, and I don't think I really understood what business was when I was in college. You know, I went to a liberal arts school, I studied English psychology, and I spent my free time hanging out in the theater, and it just wasn't an area that I knew anything about. And I think that first experience through that summer internship kind of opened my eyes to the fact that actually business might be really exciting, and there was so much I didn't know about it and so much I wanted to learn about it that I decided I'd give it a go.
Catherine wasn't the only one who reported that her career path took her by surprise. Rodney Craig is a director at Merrill Lynch Capital in the Healthcare Leverage Finance Group. We asked Rodney whether he could have predicted where he would end up.
Never. I had no knowledge of investment banking, really, prior to my senior year at USC. I went to USC undergrad, and I never would have guessed that I would wind up working at Merrill Lynch, you know, providing financing for leverage buyout. So it's been a pretty good ride.
Rodney also talked to our audience about his experience in business school.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, it was a great group of people. It's very competitive, a lot of very intelligent people. I think that it was probably the best 2 years of my life because I was more mature. I knew what I wanted to do going into business school. And then for me, business school validated what I was, my goals of going into finance. So it was a great experience for me.
Eric Chambers of the Graduate Management Admissions Council gave the same advice that we heard from some of our other speakers. He said the number one thing you can do to help your career is identify what you're passionate about.
The advice I'd give to somebody that's trying to figure out who they are and what they're about is that, you know, life's a journey and you're constantly reevaluating who am I, what am I about, what do I enjoy doing, what don't I enjoy doing, what do I need to move on to the things that I want to go to. I think what people need to do is to look at patterns in their life. They need to look at what kinds of things have they gravitated towards, what kind of extracurricular activities, what kind of people, what kind of challenges. Because in any position, especially when you're successful, you're provided with numerous opportunities to go down this road or go down that road or go down that road. And the question is, which one did you follow? What did you gravitate towards?
Eric talks to hundreds of potential MBA students every year, and he has some advice about what makes an attractive candidate.
The MBA experience is such a unique experience and such a wonderful time in your life to invest in yourself and to push these passions that you have. And I think those students who are self-aware, then they can let that passion come out. And they do take those programs for everything they're worth. And there's nothing more attractive than a candidate like that if they're applying for admission. And there's certainly nothing more attractive than having a student like that in the classroom or to have as a classmate. I think there's lots of great stories about people pursuing the MBA and how it completely changed their life. And, you know, a good example is a woman that I know who was a chemist in college and was very passionate about chemistry. Her father was a chemist. Her great-grandfather was a chemist. You know, she really loved being a scientist and loved chemistry. Went on to get her doctorate in chemistry and then went and, as normal, go work for a company that where you're doing research in chemistry. And so she was in lab and doing some really great things. But after a while, she started to ask questions about what's going on in those other rooms and why are we doing the kind of research that we're doing? Where is all this leading to? And who are our competitors and what are they doing? So, you know, she started to realize that she didn't want to be in the lab for the rest of her life. She's passionate about, again, the research and about science, but wanted a different challenge. And so took a bit of a leap and applied to a part-time MBA program. And so what was neat about it was that her boss started to see this and then approached her about a position that they had that opened up. That was sort of a sales and marketing position, and also a way to look at what are our competitors out there, what are they doing, who should we be talking to, who should we be presenting our products to hopefully keep this company going. So really enjoyed that, ended up moving out of the lab, and then ultimately, after graduating from the MBA program, worked for another chemistry firm, so stayed in chemistry, but is in the competitive intelligence position. So her job is to analyze all the products and services that are being used and are being developed by other chemistry companies and to look at her own company and say, well, what are we offering? Are we doing it better? Are we offering unique services? And she loves it. There's no way that she would have ended up in the position she's in without having gone through the MBA.
In our second episode, we're going to hear some advice from author Lindsay Pollack about how to get your career started. Lindsay shares her tips for what to do and what to avoid when you're starting out. This podcast is sponsored by the Graduate Management Admissions Council. Visit MBA.com for more information about the GMAT, test preparation, careers in business, and finding the right school for you.